When Bobby Wilson first saw the Twilight movie, he thought it was ridiculous. And not because of the vampires.
There are these sexy native guys in it who they all have their shirts off like 24/7. Super ripped dudes, perfectly tanned, like they're the same color all over their bodies. So we were thinking, you know, we don't really know anybody like that who fits that description. So what would it be like if a bunch of regular native guys got together and auditioned for that film?
At the time, Wilson was a spoken word and graffiti artist, and he decided to get a bunch of friends together to make a video that made fun of Twilight. So they filmed a short video at the Little Earth Housing Projects in South Minneapolis. They imagined what it would really be like for a group of Native men to audition for that movie. Here's Wilson's friend, Dallas Goldtooth, playing an actor who's auditioning. He's basically just got a loincloth on, his waist-length hair is in two pigtails that start at the base of his neck, and he's telling the casting director that he doesn't want the camera on.
Before we start, may I ask, you turn that off? Because in our way, that thing you have there, that machine, may take my soul.
No, we can't, because this is an audition.
But it may take my soul, and I do not want that. I can never go back to my people.
You won't get the part if we gotta turn this off, because we have to show the director this.
Film away.
Okay.
The video racked up over 300,000 views, and Wilson thinks he knows why.
There just wasn't a space for that type of content in the Native communities around the country.
So the five men in the video, they formed a comedy group. They call themselves the 1491s, as in the year before Columbus arrived, and they made a YouTube channel. In the past 7 years, they've produced dozens of videos with over 2 million views. Here's a sketch making fun of another 2009 blockbuster, Avatar. The video is a reality show about one of the fictional planet's indigenous families. Wilson plays the patriarch, Ryan Redcorn, another member of the group, plays his grandson. They're both covered in blue makeup, and they're wearing pointy prosthetic ears. The grandson is trying to help pin the microphone onto his grandfather's sweater.
Here you go, Grandpa.
I can do it.
Oh, shut up.
I can do it.
I don't like you that much, but I'm just trying to help you.
I survived 2 intergalactic wars. I think I can put this little thing on.
If you watch a lot of our videos, you'll see that it's really character-driven. And most of the characters are based on men that we grew up around. We grew up around a lot of crazy, unhealthy people. And some of them, you know, were kind of on the dark side. But a lot of humor comes from a dark place.
And even though the group really makes their videos for Native audiences, their popularity has moved beyond that. A few years ago, Wilson was on an airplane, and the woman sitting next to him was asking him what he does. So he tells her, I'm in a comedy group.
There's this white man at the window seat, and he really pops his head over, and he's like, that comedy group, it wouldn't be the 1491s, would it? And I went, well, yeah, actually. You know, to my shock, you know, it's generally my audience is Native.
It turns out the guy had been looking for a shop where he could buy some quote-unquote authentic Native American crafts. So he Googled Native American store, and what came up was the 1491 sketch called Indian Store.
Uh-huh. Welcome to our store here. You will find many American Indian artifacts here to enlighten your spirit in that way.
And feel free to check out our fine collection of turquoise jewelry made by the people of the Ouachita Nation of Tennessee.
Specifically, what he was looking to buy was a dream catcher, and we make fun of the dream catcher super hard in this video. And basically, he was like, well, thanks. I had never really thought about my place as a white person buying into what I thought was Native culture.
That experience reinforced why the group keeps doing what it's doing.
That's the role of comedy, you know? It made this guy to really kind of take a look at his actions in life and evaluate his belief system. And it led him down this weird path of education that I couldn't have possibly predicted when I stripped down to my underwear and humped a mask on the street.
You'll have to watch the full video to get a visual of what he's talking about there. I would definitely recommend it. Up next for the 1491s are two major projects. They're developing a movie about tribal elections and a play for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. And that play goes up in 2018. For KFAI, I'm Sophie Nikitas.